my sweet little chickadees. Today I have two of my favorite guests on my podcast. I've got James.
Hello.
And Abigail.
Hello.
And they are going to be listening with us today. And so if you hear them ask any questions or make any statements, just know that they are my own kids. So, you guys ready?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Do you remember that Isaiah prophesied about how Assyria was going to destroy the kingdoms of Syria and Israel and a lot of Judah, except for Jerusalem? Well, these things happened soon after he prophesied about them. And today we're going to talk about some prophecies he made about the kingdom of Babylon and also how these prophecies apply to our own day. So, after Assyria had destroyed all those other kingdoms, the Assyrians themselves were destroyed by the Babylonians, and the Babylonians then captured the rest of the kingdom of Judah, including Jerusalem. This all happened about 100 years after Isaiah was living. Let's see, do you remember who was living in Jerusalem about 100 years after Isaiah?
Lehi and his family!
Yes!
Look at the bit other two other bit a
yep. Yep, he commanded them to build a ship and get out of there, huh? Well, the Lord knew Jerusalem was going to be.
Look at tie up the I other not be your wicked.
Yep, his brothers are wicked and they tied him up on the boat, huh? Yeah.
Not that.
Yeah, not nice at all.
They were being rude and rude, so Nephi tried to persuade them not to do what they were doing, and then they got angry, and that's when they tied him up.
Yeah, I would not be a wicked, and get a bath, I do not wicked.
You gonna take a bath?
Yeah, I'm wicked.
Because they're wicked, yep. Well,
yeah, they could take a spiritual bath to cleanse their sins, just like we take physical bath to cleanse our dirty parts, dirty spots of the body.
Yeah, well, not be lonely.
Yeah, not be lonely. Yeah, so, yep, to add to your comment, James, when we repent, it's like we're taking spiritual baths. It's like Jesus Christ, through the power of the Holy Ghost, is cleansing our bodies. That is so right.
Right.
All right, let's get back to Isaiah's prophecies really quick. So The Lord knew that Jerusalem was going to be destroyed by the Babylonians.
Yeah, not alone.
Yep, and that is why he led Lehi and his family into the wilderness to escape all that destruction. So I think it's amazing that prophets are seers.
Yeah, what happened?
Yep, after they left Jerusalem, then what happened? They lived in the promised land, and now Nephi is teaching
us. Like other bit of
yep.
Yeah.
So, also, guys, do you know what a seer is?
It's a prophet that can see into the future.
Yep, prophet.
And the wicked man.
Yep, the prophet Isaiah was telling the people in Jerusalem that they needed to not be wicked or else they would be destroyed or
look at
die.
Not die at the people kill Nephi.
Yep, he didn't want the people to kill Nephi. That's why he said, get out of Jerusalem. Okay, so he was a seer. He could see what was going to happen in the future and prophesy about the things to come. Just like President Nelson is a seer for us today.
Also,
so let's hear.
By another word,
the prophesy, if someone is a seer, I think they would call it seersai.
Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a good word, seersai. So, guys, let's hear what Isaiah had to say about the future of Babylon. So, you guys must understand that Babylon was a very, very...
That's old, though.
Dad is older, yes.
No, so, that's old, though.
Over?
Yeah.
Over?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
For the rest of the story?
Mm-hmm.
So, Babylon was very, very wicked. They were a wicked nation. But
we'll get out of that. And as a good DM, as the wicked man, as the cook.
Yep. But Heavenly Father used the Babylonians to destroy his covenant people, just like he used Assyria to destroy some of them before, and just like a woodcutter uses his axe to chop down trees, huh? So since the ancient nation of Babylon was so wicked, prophets and others throughout time have used the name Babylon to also describe other wicked nations, especially the state of the world around the time of the Savior's second coming, which is in our own day. Isaiah said that it was time to lift a banner or an ensign. Yep, an ensign on the high mountains and to call to everyone to come into the gates of the nobles.
Which is also another name for a flag.
Yep, an ensign is a banner or a flag. So there is a song in our hymn book, and it's called High on the Mountaintop. And it is a song that talks about the gathering of Zion in latter days. And it uses a lot of the same words that Isaiah uses in his prophecies. So James and I and Abigail are going to sing it for you guys today. And every single verse has really important things. So maybe you guys could sing the whole thing with your family later this week. But the first verse goes like this.
High on the mountain top, a banner is unfurled. Ye nations, now look up, it waves to all the world. In deserts, sweet peaceful land, on Zion's mountain, behold it stand.
So yep, so it's our job in these latter days to help the missionaries and to be missionaries ourselves, to gather all of God's children who want to flee from Babylon and come to the mountaintop or the temples. So the Lord has commanded his sanctified saints and mighty saints, even his mighty warriors, to join him on the mountaintop, which, like we just said, represents his temples. And he said that he would not be angry with anyone who worshipped him and not themselves. Isaiah said that the saints' battle cry from the mountaintops would be so loud and so strong, and it would be made up of the voices from saints all over the world. Isaiah said, "The Lord and the weapons of his indignation," which means anger, "will destroy the whole land." Then Isaiah spoke to the wicked people living right now and in the future, and he said, "Oh, you guys are going to howl with sorrow because the Almighty's time to destroy is right now." Isaiah said that all the wicked would be so scared of the Lord's destruction that it would be just like their hands were growing weak and their hearts were melting. Can you imagine feeling that scared? The wicked will be overcome with pangs of sorrow, and they will look at each other with terror because it will look like their faces are burning up with flames. At this time, the stars and the sun and the moon will be darkened and would not shine their light. Now, ancient Babylon was completely destroyed by the Persians in terrible, horrible ways, and Isaiah prophesied that this destruction would be a type of a sign, an example of what is going to happen to the wicked before and right after Christ's second coming. The Lord will shake the heavens and the earth with anger, and all the wicked will be like deer who are hunted, or like sheep without a shepherd. They will try to run away from God's judgments, but they won't be able to escape. Isaiah then very graphically described some terrible, terrible things that are going to happen. And you're welcome to read them all in 2 Nephi chapter 23 if you want. But I'm going to sum it up by saying that the Lord will completely destroy and punish the wicked in terrible, miserable ways. But don't be afraid, because he also said that he would bless and protect his saints during this time too.
How would he protect his saints?
Oh, in many ways. One way that he can protect us is physically, so he can bless his saints that they won't be harmed or destroyed by the same things that are going to happen to the wicked.
Like a shield?
Yeah, kind of like a shield. And he can also help protect us spiritually by increasing our faith and giving us a place where we can go to rest from all the cares and concerns and troubles of the world. Where is that place?
Zion.
Yeah, Zion. And where's a beautiful building?
The temple.
Yep. He's given us his house here on earth that we can go to and feel peace and calm, even when there's a lot of terrible things going on around us in our own lives, huh? Now, I don't know about you, but after all that discussion of destruction, I want to feed my heart with hope. And that is exactly what Isaiah's words can give our hearts. Isaiah prophesied that in these latter days, when the Lord is gathering Israel and people are drawn to his church from all over the world, that those who have faith in him will be given his strength and power to conquer any evil or fear or temptation that they have. When he comes to the earth to reign as king, his saints will be able to rest from sorrow and fear, and they will be able to rejoice that the whole earth is resting and enjoying peace and quiet, since all the wickedness and sin will have been destroyed. Now, James and I are going to sing another verse from a hymn that you guys might have heard before. It's called Ye Elders of Israel, and I think it applies to anyone who wants to help God build up his kingdom in Zion on the earth today. So here's a song about the missionary work that we can do to help people flee out of Babylon so that we aren't destroyed too. Are you ready?
Yes.
Here we go. Ye elders of Israel, come join now with me and seek out the righteous wherever they may be. In desert, on mountain, on land, or on sea, and bring them to Zion, the pure and the free. O Babylon, O Babylon, we bid thee farewell. We're going to the mountains of Ephraim to dwell. Fabulous. Thanks, James. So, Isaiah prophesies about the day that Babylon is destroyed, and also the day that Satan and his evil works will be destroyed. Isaiah said that after Babylon is destroyed, it would be as though the wicked rulers in hell would marvel and wonder at the souls of the wicked Babylonians and say, "So, you've become weak like us, have you? Now that you're dead, your pomp and fanciness has been brought down to the grave. The people on the earth can't hear your great and grand music anymore. And now the worms are eating and decaying your bodies, and now your spirits are stuck here with us." You see, a lot of people living on this earth think they are so special and even better than others if they have great success in this life or do big and fancy things. But that's not what Heavenly Father has taught us will bring us joy and happiness in life with him. He tells us to serve and love each other, not to try and beat and conquer each other. Well, Isaiah said that the way the spirits in the spirit world treat the Babylonians would be like the way that the spirits in hell would view Satan after Christ has destroyed all wickedness from the earth. They will say things like, "Oh, Lucifer." Now, Lucifer was the name of Satan in heaven, kind of like Jesus' name was Jehovah and how Adam's name was Michael. Satan's name was Lucifer. So Isaiah said that the people in hell would say, "Oh, Lucifer, how you have fallen from heaven. You went about weakening entire nations, but now you're cut down to the ground. You said in your heart, 'I will rise up in heaven, and my throne will be higher than God's own stars. I will sit on a mountain above God's children, and I will be higher than the clouds. I will be like the Most High himself.' But, Lucifer, you have been brought down to the deepest parts of hell. Everyone who looks at you will now stare and say, 'Is this really the man who made the earth tremble and the kingdom shake with wickedness and fear and sin? Is this really the person who destroyed entire cities and took people prisoners and made the world like a wilderness? Even wicked kings who have lived on the earth have been buried in nice and fancy and grand tombs and palaces, but you don't even get a grave. In fact, you don't even have a body, so you can never even be buried." That's what it's going to be like at the end of the day, at the end of wickedness, when Christ destroys it from off the face of the earth.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Then Isaiah warned the Israelites left in Jerusalem that they shouldn't be too happy that the Lord was destroying their enemies, the Assyrians, since a similar destruction would come to them if they continued to sin and live in wickedness. Because remember, Isaiah was living at the time right before the Assyrians destroyed the other kingdoms, about 100 years before the Babylonians destroyed Jerusalem. So Isaiah was warning them and warning the Jews in Jerusalem at the time of Babylon, and warning the Jews in Jerusalem at the time of Christ's living, and warning all the wicked people on the earth at our own day. He warned them that a similar destruction would come to them if they continued to live in sin and wickedness. But he always reminded us that the Lord would help create Zion for his saints and those who trust in him. And now, that's the end of Isaiah's prophecies for a little while. He indeed wrote some amazing things, and when you get older, I'm sure you'll have the chance to read them for yourself and learn even more about his powerful prophecies. But our next story, we're going to head back to Nephi's own writings about what Isaiah said and some of his own prophecies and warnings to his posterity and also anyone else who reads his words in the Book of Mormon. Do you have anything you want to say?
Nothing.
Nothing? All right. Well, that's the end of the story for today. So until next time, I hope you all have a beautiful life.
Bye.
Goodbye.